Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast coming at you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Get Real with Lisa Crown. You know, the reason I put that name there is because I wanted everyone to have a place to go to where someone's just going to shoot you straight, right? I'm not blowing any smoke. I'm not curbing around it. I'm shooting you straight. This is the reality. I've been in the real estate space for over 20 years, and I'm here to share a collective amount of information that I have put together through either myself with experience or the hundreds and thousands of people I've coached around the U.S., just putting it together and shooting people straight. And so thank you for joining us, because this is nothing but the real truth about what's going on and things that you need to know. So today I'm going to be talking to you about making mistakes. So somebody asked me recently, what is the best advice you've ever been given in 20 years? And, you know, it didn't take me a long time to think, because this was a turning point for me in my life. One day I was listening on an Instagram video from Gary Vaynerchuk, who I am a super fan of. So if you're not following him on Instagram, it's a must. And it's under Gary V, V-E-E. I'm a super fan of his stuff, just so relatable. And the reason I found him was clients came to me and said, I found the male version of Lisa Crown. You've got to listen to this guy. So, I said to myself, sure, no problem. I watch this guy. Literally gets me straight in the zone. He speaks my language. They were right. I love him. And Gary, if you're listening, I'd love for you to be a guest speaker on my podcast. That would absolutely make my day, and it would be mind blown me. I would be so excited, just like you would be as excited if you could purchase the Jets. So if anybody's out there and your friends or know Gary V, connect him to me, because I'd love to put him on the podcast. All right. He said something, and it just literally changed my life. Yeah, it's true. And he said, make mistakes today. Go make mistakes. Why are you trying to do this life so perfect? Why are you trying to get every single thing to align? The stars need to align. You need to do the perfect video. You need to do the perfect post. You have to have the perfect one-on-one. You got to do the perfect listing presentation. You got to do the perfect office presentation. Like, it doesn't matter what facet you are in this business. If you're a realtor, if you're a lender, if you're a title rep, if you're a home warranty, if you do the termites, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that we have this pressure that's been with us and we can't even control it. Some might have this down, but for those that don't, it's this thing that we've got to do it perfect or don't do it at all. I have so many people tell me in coaching, oh man, coach, I did that video. I said, they post a video. I'm like, hey, I really liked it. They're like, oh yeah, it was the 15th time until I posted it. Why? Why didn't you just post the first one? Oh, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I'm like, oh my God, post it. We're only going to get better from here. Hey, if you've listened to all my podcasts, the reality is they're going to just keep getting better. They're not perfect. They're not great. If I wait to have the perfect podcast, I'll never get this thing off the ground, right? Make mistakes today. It's absolutely okay. What's the worst that can happen? Does the roof pop off over your head? Does love in your life walk out the door? Does food not go in your belly anymore? No, none of that. Mistakes are totally okay, and I highly recommend them, because if you get out of your mind, oh God, I got to do this perfect, I can't make a mistake, if you eliminate that and you just go for it, you're going to be really surprised how well everything aligns. I make mistakes all the time, okay? I'm probably making a mistake right now. I don't know. I'm going to go for it. You know, somebody might have pushed stop already and didn't even hear this part of my podcast because they were over it. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to keep being me and going for it, taking a risk. Today, one of my coaching clients said to me, coach, what's the best advice you can give for me today moving forward? Because they just graduated today. What's the best advice today moving forward? And I said, you know what? A couple things. But one, you got to take risks. You got to take risks, and you got to go to bed every night, lay your head on the pillow and say, was I out of my comfort zone today? And if your answer is yes, then yes, high five, you nailed it. If it was no, I kind of ran today pretty comfortable, I was pretty much in my comfort zone today, then just know this, I always say, coach is on your shoulder, I'm wearing an angel costume, but I'm holding a pitchfork and I poked you. Hey, you got to get uncomfortable. You got to go for it. You got to make mistakes. You know, you got to try, because the magic and the growth is on the other side of that. That's what people don't get. If you play it safe all the time and you always just stick a toe in the water, the toe will feel comfortable, feel good, you know? But think about if you plunge and where it's going to take you from there. And that comes with going for it. And it kind of circles back to that whole overthinking thing that I always keep talking about, you know? If you overthink things too much, then you run the risk of not doing it at all because your brain wants to keep it safe and comfortable and just do it in the box that you're living in, right? But part of getting out of the box, when you kick the box, the top off the box, and you're willing, just going, okay, if I make a mistake, it's okay, it'll work out. Let me tell you a mistake I made, just so we could have a relatability factor. I don't even know if it's a mistake. It's just how it unfolded. Yeah, you know? I went to speak once, and if anybody's listening who heard me speak or is at this event, then you're going to be able to understand what happened. I went to an event once, and they had a bunch of bigwigs there. There was about 300 people in the audience, 250, 300, and I was with the keynote speaker. And I didn't eat breakfast in the morning, and my husband was in a really bad accident, and I was flying in and flying out for the day, and I felt really guilty about doing that, to be honest, and feel right for me. I should have canceled. But my husband was encouraging and said, go, 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 go. I'll be fine. My mom's here. I'll be totally okay. You got to go. And I just didn't really click for me. And I'm always looking for the click. You'll hear me say that a lot in my podcast. And so I went and did one. I got one out. It was like a revolving door. So, you know, a few hundred people would come in a room and then they go to another room. It was a little bit of like a cycling thing. There was other keynote speakers. So everybody filled up in my room and the guy was saying my credentials and introducing me to the crowd. And I got really dizzy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like I literally saw black. And so as he's pitching me, I walk down the aisle in between 150, 200 people-ish in the room at the time, went to the other side of the door, shut the door, and I fainted. And it took the wind completely out of my sails. And of course, you know, people were on the other side of the door, rushed over. Julie Riley, thank you, girl, if you're listening to this. She was there. She had Skittles and a soda for me and was just like, oh my God, drink this. You know, I don't know what happened. And I ended up not making it. I didn't feel well. It really rocked me in my core. And I ended up going back to my hotel room just to get my stuff and get back on a plane back to LA. But I will say that that really rocked me. And I felt really embarrassed. And I felt like I made the biggest mistake of my career and it was going to be detrimental. And this was, you know, for some, you know, this is years and years and years ago. And I felt like it was going to be compromising to this career that I had as a coach. And the truth of the matter is, if it was I made a mistake or I didn't feel good or whatever the circumstance was, is it doesn't take away for what I've created in my coaching program, what I've created as a person who pours their heart, blood, sweat, tears, passion, and everything in between into this career every single day. It doesn't take away from me being that person for having that experience. In fact, it makes me stronger. And to be honest, I was kind of nervous getting up and speaking thereafter for months and months after. I had a really hard time that every time I'd go on stage, I was like, I don't want to see black again. I was scared to make that mistake again until I realized, so what? You keep doing you. You keep bringing the value. You keep working hard. You keep doing your thing every single day. It will not matter at all. If you make a mistake, A, people get it. They can relate to you. B, we're only human. And C, making mistakes make us better, stronger, and more real. So I'm gonna leave you with this. Go make mistakes today. Don't be afraid to be who you are. And if you fall like me, dust yourself off and try again. Because the last thing you want to do is hide forever. What if I came out of my career? Do you know I've touched hundreds and thousands of people since that experience? Bringing my ideas and my nuggets and my best practice and all the stuff that I do, you know? So I'm thankful that I accepted that as I made a mistake and I'm glad I did because I'm better and stronger for it. All right, we're going to end this podcast with a fun little tunes as we cycle out of this thing. And don't forget to follow me on Coach Elsie, and that's E-L-S-E-E, on Instagram. I'm Lisa Crown on Facebook. And you can always go to my website and send me a message through www.lisacrown.com. Looking forward to connecting with you.